Breakfast with the Beatles.
You sure it's not mainlining or habit forming?
No, as long as you don't swallow it.
On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's classic rock.
Take it, Chris.
Okay, we are indeed back on this Woodstock weekend. It's Breakfast with the Beatles for, another 17 or 18 minutes. Before we broke, we had a quiz question regarding that fine version of Blackbird by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We asked if it was recorded before or after their performance at Woodstock. We've got someone on the line now who can give us that answer the way we're looking for it, the right answer. Hello, who's on the line here?
This is Graham Nash.
Graham Nash, you're kidding. Graham Nash, wow, on Woodstock weekend. How are you, Graham?
Are you having egg, chips, bacon, and beans?
We are, all of us.
That's a Beatles breakfast.
It truly is, man. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to call in. We just played Blackbird, the studio version from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Why don't you tell everybody, Graham, was that recorded before or after you guys did it at Woodstock?
Recorded before.
That's right. Good for you. You're going to see the Fab Four at Club Nokia October 24th. Got yourself a pair of tickets there, Graham.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
So, Graham, what made you guys play Blackbird? Is he really gone? No. Is he really? Graham, are you really gone? He's gone. That was the best phone-in we've ever had. Short and sweet and to the point. That was Graham Nash, ladies and gentlemen. He had a golf game. He was golfing. And I told him it would be quick.
Well, you said goodbye.
Hey,
thank you, Graham. You said thank you, Chris.
I love it. What do you say we trek back 40 years ago on stage, Woodstock, Beatles song, Joe Cocker.